Good evening. It's Sebastian. You're listening to To Whom It May Concern on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm here with Constantine.
What up?
He's picked out the album for today. It's Tim Hecker. It's still playing in the background. This album is just perfectly about an hour. Well, it's 58 minutes, so I don't think we're going to have time to pause it. But it's kind of the good music for talking over, I would say. It's not anything that you would necessarily be interrupting, in my opinion.
It's a very, listening to this album, it's like a real, continuous experience. So
it's kind of a soundscape kind of thing.
We'll drop in and out with our dialogue, I guess.
Yeah, we'll come in and out. But yeah, this is Radio Amor by Tim Hecker, released in 2003. We'll just let it play. Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
What
are your thoughts so far?
I think that, well, I've listened to this album a total of 3 times. I'd only listened to it, or I only started listening to it when you told me that this was the album you wanted to do. So I made it.
Which was like 4 days ago for those listening.
So I made like a pretty big effort to like listen to it a few times so that we would have something to talk about. But I'm enjoying it because, well, the times that I listened to it, 2 of them were on the subway and 1 of them was in the library doing homework. So definitely different settings than like playing it just on air and like having, I guess, being able to absorb it a little more because it's like all I'm focused on.
Yeah.
More or less. Yeah.
Yeah, I find that like when I put an album on while I'm like doing homework or something, like even if I can't like, you know, even if I need to give some attention to my work, like I feel like I'm really like focused on the album.
Yeah.
Probably makes me work slower, but it's like always really enjoyable for me.
Definitely, yeah. And like we were talking about like whether, well, you were saying that like, because this is like pretty much like ambient drone, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But like you were saying that like ambient music is it's the kind of music that like you can get equally as much out of it from listening to it like passively, like doing your homework or something, and versus like, I don't know, going on a walk or like maybe just even listening to it like in your bed.
Yeah.
Or something.
And
get totally different things out of it.
Yeah.
Which I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, I feel like it's really the type of thing where like I mean, like a lot of things in life, like you'll get as much out of it as you put in. So like if you pay a lot of attention, you'll hear things that like you definitely wouldn't have noticed if you were just sort of listening to it in the background. And it can be really cool and really satisfying to hear things that you like, you know, never realized were there. Like I've had experiences where I've like listened to an album like, you know, 10 times and like only on the 11th time like did I like realize that there was like a little sound and like one of my favorite songs the whole time that I just never noticed. So
totally,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah The last song, I'm Transmitting Tonight, I came on and I was like, oh yeah, I definitely recognize this one, I like this one, but I at the same time like I hadn't really like paid attention to it before.
Yeah.
Like it's like it has like that cool like piano, I guess, kind of riff thing going on.
Yeah.
That's pretty, it's really good. But I never identified that or like recognized that.
Yeah,
I just
yeah.
heard it and I recognized it, like, oh yeah, I've heard this before, but I didn't realize what it was.
Totally. And when you listen to the album like as a whole, I feel like it all blends together a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
This one is 7,000 miles.
7,000
miles. I love the like the nautical theme. And it's just nautical. It's so like, I don't know. It's so like isolatory, you know? Like
definitely. It feels very like,
like you're alone.
Desolate.
Yeah.
Very desolate.
Totally.
It felt like it was good music for the subway. Like staring, it was raining last night, so I was taking the subway home at like, you know,
yeah,
at,
that's
like, midnight.
That's so perfect.
It was raining, you know, staring out the window. I was on the Green Line, so you can see above the street and stuff.
Yeah.
It was good music for that.
Yeah.
Felt very like very dystopian.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also just feel like, I don't know, I think the titles do a lot of work. Like I'm transmitting tonight just feels so like transmitting to who, you know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Why tonight? You know, it's like why, it's like, I don't know, I feel like it just like implies like, at least to me, like whatever, like I'm doing it just because I can, but like I could just as well not, and it wouldn't matter, which is like a pretty lonely feeling, I would say.
Very true. I agree. I would say, especially with this kind of music, the titles play a big role. Because, like,
yeah,
with music like this, where it's like the, you know, it's pretty bare, it's pretty sparse, like, the title will do so much. Like, you see, you read the title, and, like, that'll, like, very much influence, like, the kind of images.
Totally.
You see.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. For anyone who just tuned in, this is Radio Amor by Tim Hecker.
Yeah. We'll be back in a bit.
Thank you.
driver, personal shopper, financial manager, nurse, and daughter. At AARP, they understand the many roles caregivers play. That's why they created aarp.org/caregiving. It's an online resource center that connects you with experts and other caregivers. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
That was kind of a jump scare.
Yeah.
It's started right with the PSA.
It's funny, like, reading a PSA over, like, this really, like, dystopian music.
Yeah.
But anyways, I guess if you're just tuning in now, this is Tim Hecker, and the album's called Radio Amor. This song is called Azur Azur. It's the longest one on the album. It's about 10.5 minutes long. One of the ones that stood out to me personally in the few times I listened to this album, I was telling Constantine that it sounds kind of like the soundtrack to Blade Runner 2049, which is one of my favorite movies. It's directed by Hans Zimmer, the soundtrack to the other, to the Blade Runner 2049. And this kind of, like, I guess, like, high-pitched kind of, like, droning noise that's present throughout this song is what kind of reminds me of that. Yeah.
Yeah. I love the, like, droniness on this one. It's
yeah,
so,
very drony. Very drony.
So good. Just yeah. Like, it's just like a wall of sound, you know?
It really is. And you've seen him live before, right?
Yes, I have seen him live.
Yeah, tell me about
so,
that.
So, okay, yeah, I'd love to. So, one of my favorite shows I've ever been to. So I saw him in 2023 after he released No Highs. And I saw him at the Crystal Ballroom, actually.
Right. So, I feel like there have been some crazy concerts at that. Like,
yeah.
Tim Hecker played there. Like, I know the Snow Strippers played there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
when I
saw Snow Strippers there, and I saw Machine Girl there, too.
You also saw Snow Strippers there.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, but the Tim Hecker set, so he walked out. He didn't say a word the whole time. And he didn't, like, he didn't quite play songs, but he played, like, sort of, like, the, you know, the textures and sort of the components from the songs from No Highs, like, blended together in a way. And it was, like, you know, it, like, that album is, like, it kind of sounds like this. Like, it's a pretty drony album. It's not, like, it's not exactly what you'd have in mind, like, to stand and listen to for an hour and a half or 2 hours on, like, a, you know, Tuesday night or whatever it was. So it was kind of like a, it was really weird. Like, I'd never been to a show where everyone just, like, stands still and, like, literally doesn't move at all for, like, 2 hours. And it was like, it began to, like, hurt physically. And then, like,
did you wear earplugs?
Yeah. That was the other thing. Like, it was so loud. Like, it was like 115 decibels in there.
That's crazy.
Yeah. One thing that you and the listeners might find interesting. If you don't know, Tim Hecker is a professor at McGill.
Oh wait, yeah, I think he told me this. Yeah.
Yeah, and he does research in, like, sound, like, sort of as a, like, oppressive
force.
Like, not force, but, like, as, like sound is, like, punishment, you know? Like, I don't know if you've seen, like, there's this one, like, device that's, like, sort of used for crowd control. It, like, shoots, like, a, like, super, like, directional, like, it uses, like, interference to, like, create, like, a directional beam of, like, 140 decibel, like, noise, basically. And they can just, like, shoot it into a crowd and everyone will move out of the way. But, like, with, like, interference and stuff, like, it's not nearly as loud, like, outside of that, like, outside of that range. So I think, like, that's the type of stuff, like, he's focused on. But, like,
very
just having that in mind, then, like, it was so, like, it was, like, painful to stand there and it was so loud. Like,
it was
just
punishment.
Yeah, like, it felt like a, like, oppressive experience.
Oppressive.
Or maybe not oppressive, but, like, you know, it was sort of painful. And, like, the music's so good that, like, yeah, it was an interesting show. Yeah.
Cool.
I would say. This is my favorite on the album.
Yeah, I like this one. I feel like it's the one, I mean, it's the last song, but it definitely stands out. It's a little shorter.
It does.
Definitely stands out. This is Tradewind's White Heat.
Fun fact, I thought it was Tradewind's White Heart for the first, like, 2 years of me listening to this album, and I kind of like that title more, but
Yeah, it can totally change your perspective.
Yeah, right.
You're saying. Yeah. Well, anyways, we'll let this song play out. But this has been To Whom It May Concern on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Thanks for tuning in. And I hope you enjoyed this album. And we'll be back next week. Thank you.